When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to you for tuning in, wherever the hell you at. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. Man, we've had a busy night already. We've been hanging out with you for 1 hour. Obviously, a lot of calls, a lot of thoughts on the indefinite suspension of Draymond Green as we continue on with the show. We've talked about Bill Belichick. He might look like he's out the door permanently in New England. We'll find out sooner than later. An hour from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to go ahead and take a look at some of the biggest Cinderella stories in sports. And then we got Ben Roethlisberger and also Cam Newton. They doing a lot of chiming in on some of the active players, active quarterbacks in the NFL. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, this is pretty interesting. I've been watching this game throughout the course of the night. And there was one, so let me give you some stats. And what Giannis is chasing after, who the hell is he going after? Damn, he angry.
Didn't seem like they gave him the game ball, which started everything.
Well, there was a beef early in the show. Well, first, let's give people some context here. Giannis Antetokounmpo just scored the most points ever in Milwaukee Bucks history. Giannis had 64 points tonight. Earlier this year, not in this season, but earlier this year, Giannis had 55 points. In 2006, Michael Redd had 57 points. Giannis finishes tonight with 64 points, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Pacers in Milwaukee 140-126. Giannis was 20 of 28 from the field. Giannis, think about this, he was locked in from the free throw line. Giannis knocked down 24 of 32 free throws. That's a lot of time to go to the free throw line. 14 rebounds, but Giannis with a Bucks single season career high, 64 points. As Giannis kind of jets back onto the court, he's yelling at Lloyd Pierce right now. Shep, you're saying, and he's also yelling at Tyrese Halliburton. There was a point earlier in the game where Giannis had a tech called on him for bumping Tyrese Halliburton. And as of right now, in the back of the arena, oh, man.
I've never seen anything like this, JR. Who's that
he used to play for? But he's played on a bunch of teams. He's inactive right now.
Montrezl Harrell?
No, he looks like Montrez. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But Giannis jetted to the back after the game. And there's a crowd of inactive players from the Bucks and the Pacers who are just kind of yelling at each other in the back. Giannis jetted to the back. Security tried to hold him back. But now Giannis, after running back out onto the court, he is now calm. He was yelling at Pierce, the former Hawks coach, now an assistant with the Pacers, and also Halliburton. Giannis seems to have calmed down, just met with his team in the huddle, and it appears that he's getting ready to do a post-game interview right now with the local Bally Sports in Milwaukee. Yeah, we're going to find out why Giannis was so ticked off, but there was certainly a lot of beef going on there in the back. And so 64 points, a Milwaukee Bucks single player high, that best Michael Redd's 57 points in 2006. Brandon Jennings in 2009 had 55. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1971 had 55. Giannis says, I can do better. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 64 points tonight, and the Bucks beat the Pacers 140 to 126. Giannis is talking now, and we'll find out what the hell is going on. We got a lot of callers on the line, a lot of thoughts, a lot of opinions on Draymond. We're going to go ahead and do that. We're going to hear from some of these opinions by Ben Roethlisberger and then also Cam Newton. They got a lot to say for, I don't want to say retired. I don't think Cam Newton is formally retired. We know Ben Roethlisberger didn't want to go, but we'll hear from them as well before we get to the top six list in about an hour from now.
Jay Crowder, by the way, JR.
I'm sorry,
Chef. That was Jay. I don't know why I thought that was Montrezl Harrell. That was Jay Crowder in the
Jay
tunnel.
Crowder.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I said they look two black guys with locks. That don't play. What am I supposed to do?
Well, you can say that. I can't.
Well, I can say it. It's two black guys with locks, and they don't play. So there we have it. Nicole is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Nicole?
Good evening, JR and Shep. I hope you guys are having a great evening.
Thank you. What's up?
Draymond Green should be ejected forever. He is most people feel a liability. When you watch basketball, you're looking for competitiveness, you're looking for fun, you want to see, you know, a particular spirit in these players, and you see it in most players. Draymond has been out of control for too long, and I don't know about you, but I don't know any job where you can be ejected 18 times or 9 or I don't know how many times it's been. I lose count. But I'm saying you can't be ejected 18 times and still have a job. To have a job that you could make $400,000 in 4 years and that not be the guiding light for how you actually, you know, proceed in your career is ridiculous. That means that he is not in control of his emotions and he absolutely needs to sit down. Because when you have a player who will hit his own teammate, when he hit Jordan Poole, I almost lost my mind because it was so just over the top and unnecessary. When he actually flailed his arms and did this hit to this guy last night, I thought, how many times is the NBA going to allow this one player to injure so many different players and not be sued? Because I think the players should get together and sue the NBA because this is negligence on their part. Know that this guy has many...
Okay, Nicole. Oh, thank you. I wanted to make sure you got it all out, but we can't go on forever now.
Okay.
You okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling from Baltimore. No problem. Appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, well, Draymond is a part of the union just like everybody else. So I don't know if we're going to go as far as seeing the players, you know, banding together to get Draymond out of the league. I don't think it's that damn serious. If anything, somebody can clock him one good time, and I don't think that'll solve a lot. 855-212-4CBS. If you've missed the conversation last hour, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I said if you really want to punish Draymond, he's 33 years old. He's on a 4-year deal, $100 million. You want to punish him real good, send him to the Pistons. They lost their 21st consecutive game tonight. Steph, calling from Alameda out in Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, am I
What's
on
up?
Your show?
You're live on the show. You're talking to the whole North America. What's up, all of North America?
I just want to say how much I enjoy your show, and I'm always learning from you, and I want to thank you for that. I just want to say I realize this is a stretch, but I think a good lawyer could come up with a cause of action against Draymond Green on behalf of the Golden State Warriors because he's violating his contract. He signed up to show up to play, and because of his negligence, he's not there. And that's causing the Warriors a lot of damage and a lot of money. And
well, I think I don't know if you necessarily, well, maybe you would need a lawyer. I don't know if it would be worth the fight, especially because of how much the organization has enabled him. They could probably at some point say, hey, your contract, we got to rip this up because of your behavior. Is it a fight that they want? Do they want that fight with the Players Association?
No.
I don't necessarily know if it'll be worth it. It might be an easier road at some point just to say we got to ship him out and move him. I think that would be easier than, fighting. And it sets a precedent. It goes beyond a Draymond Green. For all of the success that the Warriors have had over the past 6, 7, 8 years, you could say 10 years overall, it would be a real bad look as they start to rebuild. It would send a real bad message to other potential free agents. And I also got to be honest here, and thank you, Steph, for calling from Alameda. I'm going to go into another element. We've all heard about Shohei Ohtani and his $700 million deal. We've heard now that the San Francisco Giants have said it out of their own damn mouth that, hey, one of the reasons, and Buster Posey said it, and we've had it kind of doubled down by a few other folks, one of the reasons, not necessarily from Ohtani, but by quote-unquote people in his camp, one of the reasons that he didn't take the deal from the Giants was that there were concerns about, like, crime and concerns about the environment out in San Francisco. And if you've been in San Francisco, personally, I think it's one of the most beautiful cities. It has one of the most beautiful landscapes that we have here. I don't want to even say in America. It's one of the most beautiful cities I've seen on Earth. I ain't been everywhere on Earth, okay? I ain't sat down on Tabletop Mountain in South Africa. I have seen Hong Kong. I've seen a lot, man. Hong Kong is absolutely beautiful. But here in the United States of America, when you think about just the landscape of San Francisco, you know, building the city, and then you go outside the city, and you get towards the farms and the vineyards, and there's something special about this city. But if you've ever taken a walk down the Tenderloin, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I don't know if you want to Google it or not, San Francisco done been punched in the gut like a lot of places here all over North America. And if you want to think about the Warriors, yeah, suing a player is one way to kind of send a message to other teams, or not other teams, but other players and agents saying, do we want to go here? Yeah, the Warriors were good, but now they're rebuilding. And remember that time they tried to get all that money back from Draymond? Do I want to do that? Do I want to deal with the taxes? The Bay Area is expensive. Do I want to live there? I sure as hell don't want to live downtown. Oh, yeah, that's right. The arena is downtown. Don't give people another reason. The Warriors may have enough issues into the future in trying to pull things together. And hell, what do I know? Maybe they'll have the biggest, bounce back ever if they can pull this together. I just think what we've seen from Draymond Green and what we've seen with Klay Thompson, I think we've seen the best of it already. It's sad. It really is. 855-212-4CBS. James is calling from Modesto out in Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
Hey, I deliver to San Francisco almost every day, man. It's filthy where I go. I don't know about you, but I go to some bad spots, man. It's filthy. But what I want to hear real quick, is on the Raiders. I've been listening to a lot of content and people talking about New England and, Belichick going to the Raiders. I don't want Belichick over there. I'm done with that Patriot way. We tried that. AP, I love AP to death, man. But Antonio Pierce.
Okay.
I love him to death, man. He's really got that defense pumped up, and they're playing hard for him. But he's not an offensive mind. We need to get an offensive mind in there and not build. I was saying
you were getting ready to, so I had to tell you anyway. No. Watch your damn mouth.
Oh. Okay, all right, brother. But they want to sell the ship to get, a good draft pick. And, they can't do that either, man. I mean, they need to just stay where they are. They need to stay where they are.
James.
There's going to be a quarterback coming to them. They're six good
James.
Quarterbacks. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to hang up, just giving you a heads up. What they need do is get rid of the owner. That's it. Okay? And they can't. You got a couple billion sitting around? That's what they need to do, but they can't. Do they need a new head coach? Yeah, probably. They need a dude at the top who's selecting people. That's what they need better. 855-212-4CBS. Perry's calling from California. Hey, Perry, you got to turn the radio down.
Hello?
Yeah, you have to turn the radio down, Perry.
Am I on?
You have to turn the radio off.
Okay.
I felt like I was talking to a five-year-old, unfortunately. Like, turn it down. Am I on? Down. Turn it off. Maybe he's rolling around in San Francisco. Maybe he needs some help. I don't know.
Hello?
It's funny stuff. Brian is calling from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, JR.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I spoke to you a little while ago about the Draymond situation. And as I said back then, Draymond was good for the Golden State Warriors and not good for no one else. His time has expired, and he will no longer be a viable option for them to be contending in this championship arena. I don't know how he can continue to just punch people in the mouth, choke everybody out, and continue to be important and integral to their success.
I agree with you, Brian.
We'll say,
okay,
is I should have played baseball because Shohei Ohtani just got shell-hunted me.
Well, can you throw the baseball?
No, I can't throw it.
Then you're not getting his money. Oh my! Everybody's so angry tonight. Thank you, Brian, for calling from South Carolina. I'm watching the Brooklyn Nets and in the Suns, and even Devin Booker's over here yelling at the Brooklyn Nets bench. You know what? As long as people aren't punching each other in the mouth, I'm all here for a little aggression in the NBA. The Nets are currently leading over the Suns 109-104, about 4 minutes left in the game. And how about this? This is a little bit of a shock and surprise, if you would think so. Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker are playing at the same time. In the same game, I should say. Hell has frozen over.
The biggest news of the night.
I'm sorry, Chef.
No, that's like the biggest news of the night. Right? That's like breaking news, considering everything that's else has been going on.
Yeah, well, Kevin Durant has 23 points coming off of last game. Didn't play with the sprained ankle last night. Everybody's favorite punching bag, Nurkic, has 15. Bradley Beal, 14. Devin Booker has 32. Take a look at the Brooklyn Nets leading the way. Cam Thomas, 22. Mikal Bridges, 21. Cam Johnson, 15. A little bit of a coming home for, Bridges and Johnson. So I'm sure they want to go out there and show out in Phoenix against their old team. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Peanuts calling from San Diego.
What's going on, JR? So, yeah, that Draymond, I hear a lot of people saying mental health, but typically mental health shows off the field as well, not just on the field. So that's one point right there. But the thing about Belichick and Kraft, I think Kraft's going to let him sit around until he gets that Don Shula record. And just to be real quick, last thing I heard you say earlier about Cinderella stories, I'm going to throw Kurt Warner in there from going from bagging groceries to arena football to MVPs and Super Bowls, and Alex Smith from coming back from that brutal injury that he had to play the game again. You know what I mean? But shout out to you and Shep, man. You guys holding it down, and I appreciate you guys every night, brother.
All right. Thank you, Peanut, for calling from San Diego. Paul is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Love the show. Appreciate the content. Been a longtime listener. Two cents on the whole Draymond situation. You're right. I think you should punish him by just sending him to the Pistons, or bring him up here north of the border. The Warriors really want to punish him. They should bring him up here and just won't win anything for a while, and Yeah, I'm just curious to know what you think. How many games he might think that you might think he might need to be suspended for.
Yeah,
I know Melo. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I said this last hour. If I want to go ahead and take a look at I think he's going to be gone probably until January 1st. Carmelo Anthony got 15 games for that fight. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Denver Nuggets and the New York Knicks throwing a whole lot of hands. I just think he's going to be gone until probably after, at or around the new year. So give it some time.
Yeah, no, makes sense. I could see that. And and hopefully the Canadian boy Wiggins steps up because he's been dog crap for a while now. So Warriors are just sucking from every angle, unfortunately.
Yeah, following the championship, we know that he's kind of been MIA and dealing with his dad.
And I just wanted to squeeze this in before you guys cut me off. Bill Belichick, a beautiful opportunity. L.A. Chargers, I think it's going to happen. It just makes too much sense. So I know he's going to want to break that record. So hopefully that works out. And, a new change for him on the rise. Thanks again. I appreciate your show. Love it.
Thank you, Paul, for calling from Toronto. Yeah, well, Belichick would certainly have a quarterback. You know, by then, Justin Herbert will be back from his broken finger. So, look, the Chargers have had everything, but somebody to lead the way. I mean, we've seen Lynn blow games. We've seen Staley blow games, obviously, against Jacksonville up 27-7. Yeah, maybe a coach would do a little bit of something out in L.A. Not a nice, not a bad change of scenery if you're Belichick as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. Yeah, the Patriots, their time, that dynasty is done, overcooked. It's been done for, I would say, more than 4 or 5 years when Tom Brady left. And Ben Roethlisberger, he thinks things are done in Pittsburgh. And Cam Newton, well, Cam Newton just thinks there's a bunch of QBs running around that ain't what people think they are. We're going to hear from Ben Roethlisberger. We'll hear from Cam Newton. Two QBs. I guess they're not playing and miserable. We'll hear from them on the other side on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're always on point, man. I could be having a rough day after on your show, and it just brightens the whole day up, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, a lot of news about Draymond Green and his indefinite suspension. I told you that tonight, Giannis Antetokounmpo leading the Milwaukee Bucks over the Indiana Pacers. Giannis had a record for the Milwaukee Bucks, 64 points, a franchise record, 64 points tonight by Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Bucks go over the Pacers, the final score, 140-126. And yes, it does appear Giannis was upset, as Shep mentioned, after the Pacers took the record-breaking game ball. We'll find out some details there. Pretty wild stuff. We'll talk about that. The game was kind of chippy throughout. Bobby Portis getting into it with Obi Toppin momentarily. Giannis fouling Halliburton early in the game, garnering a tech. And so we'll get into that a little bit more. I did mention this as well. We talked about Bill Belichick. You know, there's a lot of rumors swirling up in Boston already, reported by NBC Boston, that at the end of the season, Bill Belichick is going to be done and that the decision has already been made by owner Robert Kraft. And then time will tell what happens with Bill Belichick. Is he going to try to join an established team with some players and a quarterback like the Chargers, or is he going to decide to hang them up? I don't think he's going to disappear. He's a football lifer, but then also at the same time, who can read the mind of Bill Belichick? We'll have to find out sooner than later. He was asked about this today, And every response from Bill Belichick was on to Kansas City. I'm thinking about Kansas City, and we've gotten this from him in the past. So you can never read the mind of Bill Belichick as he, you know, might be without a team. Now, there are two quarterbacks without teams right now, and I don't think we'll ever see them. One I know we will never see him play in the NFL, and I think I'm pretty confident in saying the same about this other dude, and that's Ben Roethlisberger. He's done. He ain't coming back. And that's Cam Newton. I think he is also done, and I think he's also cooked. Now, because this is 2023, Ask Draymond Green, everybody has a podcast. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a thought. And when you can no longer step out onto the court or the field and play anymore, make some money. Why not share your perspective on your podcast? And so that's what Ben Roethlisberger has done. Especially now that the Steelers, let's be real, they're in the dumps. No, they're not complete ass. They're not complete trash. But the offense has no life. I mean, we got to watch Trubisky instead of Kenny Pickett because of that high ankle sprain. Mike Tomlin is now a punching bag because of the Steelers' lack of creativity on the offensive side of the ball to execute even after getting rid of Canada. And so they're 7-6. They just lost to those crap New England Patriots, 21-18, and Ben Roethlisberger sat down on his football and podcast, and he basically said, Steelers? Oh, it looks like they lost their way. Where's the leadership? Listen to Roethlisberger.
I know that I'm retired. I just don't, you know, I'm not in the locker room. I get it, but it just feels like that. It just feels like that's something that's kind of been lost on this team a little bit. It feels like the Steeler way is just not. Listen, you've got some great leaders on defense. Don't get me wrong. Cam and TJ and Minka, but you've got two sides of a football.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a team. Yeah. Who is that guy? Who is that guy? If it's not the quarterback, because obviously that is just it's a variable right now.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
You don't have it on offense. I mean, you can bring a veteran football player in. Okay, Mason Cole, Isaac. I mean, you can bring guys in that are veterans, but they're not. Just because they're a veteran football player doesn't mean that they're a Steeler. Like, they know what it is to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. You know, when I left, I was kind of the last guard there, obviously. Like, Pouncey left the year before, Dave left. Like, those guys left, and it was like I was the last one. There was such an age gap for me and everybody else on offense that there just wasn't that Steeler tradition passed down. And I just – you have it on defense, don't get me wrong, but you don't have it on offense right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, he can talk about being one of the last dudes to kind of walk out of the door. When Ben Roethlisberger got into the NFL, fortunately for him, he was able to rely on my main man, Hines Ward, and then also Jerome Bettis. We know he's the youngest quarterback to ever go out there and win a Super Bowl, and as his career went on, he was able to, quote-unquote, air that ball out. But when he started, it was all ground and pound. And the way the NFL has evolved, I mean, the Steelers ain't going to have success if they're just out there, you know, grounding teams, you know, down into the grass. And so they have to throw the ball. And if you got to look at somebody like Kenny Pickett, who in his short career, two seasons, not even two full seasons, 13 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. I know he's a hometown dude, but that ain't going to cut it. And it's real surprising to hear Ben Roethlisberger just criticize the team like this publicly, but then also talk about Mike Tomlin. He was not shy in talking about his usage of timeouts. I'm sure Mike Tomlin isn't necessarily a fan of that. And for Ben Roethlisberger talking about leadership for the Steelers, I guess there's sour grapes on his exit from the team and them wanting to move on. And so now he's critical of them. I mean, if Ben Roethlisberger wanted to showcase a little bit of leadership for the Steelers, then maybe he'd have some conversations privately, or maybe he's just upset. And he's not the only quarterback, as I mentioned, with a little bit of, I think, sour grapes. Cam Newton, come on, man. This is another quarterback who ain't playing with a show. He was on his own show, 4th and 1 with Cam Newton, and he was asked about some of the recent crop of QBs. And just listen to what Cam Newton started off. He wanted to name some great QBs, and then he kind of, I think, put his foot in his mouth. Listen to this.
Lamar Jackson, obviously Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy. Like, But Brock, they're not winning because of him.
He's not turning the ball over.
He's managing the game. And if we were to put that in its own right as game managers, Brock, Parody, Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, and really, Dak Prescott. These are game managers. They're not difference makers.
And when you say game manager, I'm not asking you to go out and win the game. I'm just asking you not to lose.
Not to lose the game. I don't give a damn what you do. You don't have to score every time. You just don't have to throw a pick every time either. If we're going to really call a spade, a game manager is different than a game changer.
Oh, man, there's a lot of mixed up words in there, man. Come on. Dak Prescott, the last time I looked, he is, well, I think it's Tua. They're kind of neck and neck there. These guys are leading the league in passing. If I got to look at Brock Purdy, 25 touchdowns to 7 interceptions for a team that's 10-3. Dak Prescott has entered into the MVP conversation, is almost throwing touchdowns at a ridiculous rate right now. 28 of them, 3,500 yards passing. Tua Tagovailoa, oh yeah, it's nice to throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. He has 24 touchdowns. The Dolphins are 9-4. And I know the Lions ain't looking all that hot right now. Jared Goff, almost 3,500 yards passing himself to go along with 21 TDs. Am I going to put Jared Goff in the same space as Brock Purdy or Dak Prescott or Tua? No, I'm not. A game manager is just floating by. I mean, everybody ain't running around being the ultimate game changer in Patrick Mahomes. That's a Hall of Fame level talent. But to say that Brock Purdy, and yes, he got a lot of weapons. He has probably the best weapons in the NFL. It's a benefit to him. But to say he's just a game manager, how many games does he have to go out there and throw 3 touchdowns with no turnovers and 4 touchdowns with no turnovers before he gets the respect that he deserves? And yes, Dak has been a punching bag for years. Can he get over the hump now in the Super Bowl? Let's hope to see. And we know Cam Newton, solid career, okay? The man helped take the Panthers to a Super Bowl. And then I also saw Cam Newton afraid to fall on a fumble in the Super Bowl. I also saw him whine and cry after a Super Bowl. And so for as good as he was, man, some of these dudes are putting up numbers and will have better careers than he had. And what is he going to call them, game managers then? Don't put your foot in your mouth. Are they at the level of a Mahomes? Are they MVP award winners? No, they're not. But to call them only game managers, that's not fair. That's not fair. And Brock Purdy, oh yeah, by the way, the last I looked, Brock Purdy is 23 years old. He might have a better career than Cam Newton. Ask me in a year. Oh, damn it, ask me in a couple of months. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to your calls. And then, speaking of all these quarterbacks, I don't know, Zach Wilson, I guess he's not a game manager. He's just a bum. And then there's that other quarterback in New York, that Tommy DeVito guy. How about Wilson and DeVito won awards in the same week? I didn't know who Tommy DeVito was a few weeks ago. This is wild stuff. We'll talk about it. We'll get to the top 6 at the top of the hour. I'll get to your calls as well in a few minutes.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going? I love listening to your show. I drink a brewski and listen to you every night after work. Helps me unwind.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you, man. Have a brewski or 2 or 3 or 4 on my behalf, only if you're at home. Don't drink no beer if you outside. And if you outside, don't drink and drive. Get a Uber, get a Lyft, something like that. But if you in your house, have a beer for me. And not one of those beers that are just like water. Don't do that. It's that stuff called a Miller Lite. Don't have that. Drink a real one. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And about 15 minutes from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest Cinderella athlete stories that we've ever seen in the world of sports. That top six list is coming momentarily. Before we went to break, we heard from Ben Roethlisberger talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, saying the Steelers' way might be done. But the current crop of players, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that they're not showing any leadership like when he was there. And then we heard from Cam Newton, who decided to take a crap on Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Tua Tagovailoa, and Jared Goff, and say that they are game managers and not game changers. I think if he waits a few months, let's get through the postseason, I'd be interested to hear what he says if Purdy, Dak, or Tua, and or Goff also go out there and maybe make some game-changing plays. I think the odds might be high and then also likely. And speaking of high and likely, this is unlikely. This week, the NFC and AFC Offensive Players of the Week are quarterbacks for the New York Jets and Giants. And no, it's not Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones. It's Tommy DeVito and Zach Wilson. Am I smoking something? No, not today, not tonight. But the fact is, Zach Wilson and the New York Jets beat Houston 30-6. Zach Wilson throws for 301 yards. He also goes out there and has two touchdowns. He's Offensive Player of the Week. And this is a guy who was benched. He was given the boot. And Zach Wilson, he's not stupid. He decided to give love or show love to his whole team. Listen to Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. Like I said to you guys, I think it's really a testament to this offense. And, you know, we've been going through it, obviously. And momentum was a thing for us in that game. And, you know, I just thought it was really cool. Everyone kind of rebounded. So I think that's something we all get to share. And, you know, it felt good to have that flow as an offense and to score points and do what we expect to do every week. So.
Yeah, well, whatever. Jet season can't end soon enough. Aaron Rodgers can't get healthy soon enough. I don't think he needs to play this year. And good luck with Zach Wilson as the New York Jets probably trade him at the end of the season for a bag of chips. And Tommy DeVito, trust me, we're going to talk more about him as the show goes on. I do want to address this. I told you also, Giannis Antetokounmpo tonight, a career high, a franchise record high for the Milwaukee Bucks, 64 points. Giannis was 20 of 28 from the field. He was 24 of 32 from the free throw line. He had 14 rebounds, 4 steals, 3 assists, and a block. Giannis played out of his mind. Now, that's not to say that this game was not chippy. 140 to 126, the Bucks beat the Pacers. There was a point in time where Giannis bumped Tyrese Halliburton down to the ground. There was another point in time where Aaron Nesmith from the Pacers knocked Giannis to the ground. Bobby Portis was out here beefing with Obi Toppin. And then at the end of the game, we saw Giannis absolutely lose his mind. And why did Giannis lose his mind? We had no audio because the game ended and Giannis darted straight to the locker room. They tried to grab him. There was a beef and a little bit of arguing in the back. Giannis comes back onto the court, and now he's yelling at Tyrese Halliburton. Lloyd Pierce, assistant coach for the Pacers, is trying to settle things down, and then Giannis calmed down. And we got word via Chris Haynes that one of the reasons that Giannis, or the main reason that Giannis was so ticked off, is that the Pacers tried to take the game ball to the back. And why did the Pacers try to take the game ball? The explanation to Chris Haynes was that the Pacers wanted the ball for Oscar Tshiebwe, the rookie who scored 1 point at the free throw line. That's why the Pacers reportedly want the ball. The Bucks were able to get the ball back. And so I could care less. As long as Giannis and these guys are beefing for the next bunch of years, I'm fine with it. We don't need people to be friends. Giannis spoke after the game, after he calmed down. They didn't ask him about the ball, but this is how the conversation went on Bally.
Giannis, when you signed that contract extension and even before then, you've talked a lot about what the city of Milwaukee means to you. How does it feel to get this type of franchise record on home court in front of these fans?
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling, you know, being able to, you know, do it. As much as I can, you know, I try to play basketball for the right reason. I try to play basketball to win. Try to play basketball to help my teammates be great, you know. But at the end of the day, being able to break this record in front of the fans here in this stadium, it's a great feeling too.
64 points tonight for Giannis. Michael Redd was the previous franchise record holder at 57 points. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, his high with the team was 55 points. And so Giannis holds that franchise record, 64 points tonight. Pretty cool to see him. 24 of 32 from the free throw line. It's nuts. Giannis went to the free throw line 32 times. The Indiana Pacers as a team went to the free throw line 32 times. Damian Lillard, if you care how he did, 21 points tonight, 2 of 8 from deep. I guess they're still trying to figure it out. Won't matter too much if Giannis scores 64 points every game. But, yeah, not happening. Highly unlikely. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about Draymond and his indefinite suspension. We've talked about Bill Belichick. It's been reported that Robert Kraft is done with him and has made his decision to let him go at the end of the year. Let's see. We've heard from Ben Roethlisberger. He thinks the Steeler way is done. And then we heard from Cam Newton. He thinks a lot of quarterbacks, current active quarterbacks, guys who might be in the MVP race, who might win a Super Bowl, he thinks guys like Purdy and Dak and Tua, he thinks that they're just game managers. And then we just heard from Zach Wilson, who just miraculously won AFC Offensive Player of the Week. That'll look nice on his resume. What we're going to do on the other side when we come back, I'm going to give you a top six list, and I think you might know where we're going. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest Cinderella athlete stories that sports has ever seen. It's a new top six list on the other side of the break here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.